I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
These dummies, they get better as we go. So I encourage you to hang around to the last one, okay?
Okay, so you save the best for last?
I would like to think so. And if I'm not allowed to say any of these words, producer MYK, let me know. I don't want to get us in trouble. Your first story today. A Denver teen is set to possibly face criminal charges for jumping into the fish aquarium at Bass Pro Shops. Have you seen this video yet?
I didn't even need to see the video because when I just typed in Bass Pro on the GIF section of Twitter, the first thing is the kid jumping into the fish tank.
Okay, so if you follow us on Twitter, Joe and Alex Show, you can go see that right now. All right.
See the little GIF.
It was actually kind of impressive, even though it was really stupid. The police said the teen jumped into the tank and injured his head.
Looks like multiple people did.
Yeah, like three or four of them in the video
like.
I saw.
Yep.
While a store employee said he saw another teen taking videos of the jump and the suspect ended up cracking his skull on the rocks.
Yikes.
Because it's like a real simulation, like so the fish can chill and do their thing. Here's the funny part.
Fish can chill.
They can do their thing. The teen might actually face charges if he caused damage to the tank, which he could have with his head, or if he hurt the fish. How do you know if you hurt the fish? Did the fish come forward like, I'd like to testify that...
Well, they're dead probably, or like damaged, like you can tell they're cut up or something.
Or if they sue.
Yeah, or if the fish sue. But do you remember the episode of The Office where Michael Scott accidentally tripped and fell into the koi pond?
No.
And he killed one of the fish and it was like a huge deal. He accidentally tripped and fell and then one of the fish was dead and the business made him pay for the fish.
Murdered a fish?
He did. He's a fish murderer.
Koi's in the hood.
Your second W of the day story today. A Florida man sold a woman's video game systems after meeting her on the dating site Plenty of Fish.
Ah.
It's all connected today. Earlier in the night, the two met at the woman's house and, well, they had sex. So apparently everything was going well. But here's the story where it changes up a little bit. He came back a short time later with a bandana to cover his face and stole her Wii, PlayStation, and Xbox, as well as 10 games. Side note, who has three video game systems?
That is a lot.
That's kind of selfish.
Maybe she has teenage boys.
Could be. Maybe a single mom doing her thing. Cops found the man a short time later and pulled him over. The guy said he was having sex with his side girlfriend, who he actually called the wrong name twice when they were hooking up. He was arrested and charged with robbery with a firearm. So,
dang.
I don't know if there's a second date there. I always thought Plenty of Fish was an easy place to go, like nothing bad ever happened there.
No, I feel like that's the most ratchet of all the dating sites.
See, I was...
Have you tried it?
No, I won't.
Why won't you try it?
Because it's ratchet. Like, I just feel like...
But Tinder's not ratchet and Bumble's not ratchet?
Ratchet... Okay, Tinder, it has become gross, but Bumble is where everybody's at. That's where you get your doctors and your lawyers and your hot dads and all that.
What do you think you get on Plenty of Fish?
Not that.
Like, what line of work do you get on Plenty of Fish if it's not a doctor and a lawyer?
It's not about it. I mean, I just mean, like, you know, people that are educated, I guess. I mean, you can be educated and be a plumber, and that's fine.
I feel like older people are on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, it's like older people. I feel like scam artists. That's what I'm thinking of when I think Plenty of Fish. Like, people that say they're a doctor and a lawyer, but really they're not.
Oh, Dr. Edmund, I have a Dr. Pepper in
my
fridge.
They're sketchy. They're after your video games and your money and, you know, they're weirdos.
Guys that make three figures.
The murderers. Yeah, the murderers are on Plenty of Fish.
Allegedly. And your final dummy of the day story today. A 55-year-old woman named Trudy. That's where we begin with the name Trudy.
Big booty Trudy.
From St. Petersburg, Florida, was in the passenger seat of her stepdaughter's car on Saturday night when they got pulled over and the cops spotted a marijuana pipe.
Uh-oh.
Kind of like a bowl or something like that. The cop spotted it in Trudy's hand. Trudy quickly tried to hide it by shoving it into her lady parts.
No, Trudy!
But where?
Well, I'll explain. Oh. But the cop saw...
Was it her big booty because she's Trudy?
It was not the booty.
Big booty, Trudy.
And when he confronted Trudy, she admitted, quote, yeah, I put it in my hoo-ha, my cha-cha, my lady business, my nether regions, my cooter, my lady flower, my coin purse.
Wait, that's what she said to the police officer.
My poonanny, my hot pocket. No, she just said she put it in her lady parts.
Okay.
But I just wanted to make sure I got all the proper names out there.
Oh, I thought she said all that. I thought she started flowing. I was going to like, hell yeah.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
I thought she had all those nicknames, like my chimichanga.
Yeah.
What are the names you have? Yeah. Look, my hot pocket, my coin purse.
Coin purse is gross.
No, it's not.
My clam.
Harry Clam, okay.
But JJ, that's what Oprah says.
Oh, wow. I don't want to think about that. Well, why did she put it there, whatever you call it? She said it was her stepdaughter's and Trudy was hiding it for her. Only, well, that was a big lie. Trudy was falsely accusing her stepdaughter and it really belonged to her. She was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and resisting an officer without violence. Her stepdaughter was not arrested but was pretty pissed.
Crystal, give me that pipe. I'm going to stick it up my chimichanga for safekeeping.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
2 weeks after April the giraffe gave birth, her calf finally has a name. Now, before I tell you.
Calf McCafe's?
Everyone has to do their best giraffe impression. What does a giraffe sound like?
Do they make noise?
They don't make noise.
I
tell me.
They're chewing and then...
Okay, here's mine.
Oh, wait. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
No.
That's not a giraffe. That's a bird.
They put their that long tongue out. That's my giraffe noise.
That's not how they really sound.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure. Let's ask like a 3-year-old.
A zoologist? Well, 3-year-old? I got you.
That's what it sounds like. So I was close.
Hold on. Let's hear it again. Let's see if you're close. It's pulling up right now.
Here comes the giraffe.
That was not close
sounds
to what
like
you were
a
doing.
Mummy. Sounds like a mummy.
I'm a giraffe.
The Animal Adventure Park in New York live streamed the birth. They also staged a contest to name the baby. The most votes went to the option of letting Alyssa Swilly, the giraffe keeper who took care of April during her pregnancy, name the calf. And she chose... Tahiri. Tahiri is a word in Swahili that means hope. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right.
I don't like it.
There goes that giraffe Starbucks
like
cup.
I don't like it either. Why? Why was it a giraffe McGiraffe face or Slowpoke? Those were by far the two best options.
Or just call the baby May because it came in May. Or no,
May.
It came in April. It did. Yeah. I just want to call it a different month.
April Junior. A class action lawsuit, here it is, has been filed against Billy McFarland and Ja Rule, accusing them of defrauding people who paid to attend the Fyre Festival in the Bahamas. A concert goer who's setting up the $100 million lawsuit has called the festival a get-rich-quick scam, saying that Billy and Ja Rule knew months before the event it was going to be a disaster. The suit was filed by a celebrity attorney and claims that the two celebrities outright lied about the festival's accommodations and safety. The suit claims that Billy and Ja Rule even warned celebrities not to attend in advance, knowing it would be a disaster.
Holla! Holla.
Jimmy Kimmel got personal Monday night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, opening up about complications following the birth of his son 10 days ago. He broke down as he described his newborn son, William. Billy Kimmel was born with a heart defect. At 3 days old, Billy had successful open heart surgery at Children's Hospital Los Angeles and is now home with his family, and he encouraged donations to the hospital. So if you want to make a donation, that's kind of... You know, in the spirit of Jimmy, maybe you could do it locally here at like Riley or something like that, you know.
I saw it as like his monologue or thing, like he went on forever, but it's like, Oh my God, he always gets me crying.
It got emotional. Megyn Kelly's upcoming NBC morning show will replace the 9 a.m. hour of the Today Show, and sources say Kelly interviewed the Kris Jenner, the, I don't know why they put
the.
And sources say,
I'm the Joe Pesh.
She interviewed Kris Jenner and her 5 daughters, Courtney, Kim, Khloe, and Kendall, and Kylie, for a segment that could air during the first week of her new morning show. The sources add she is also eyeing interviews with George and Amal Clooney, in addition to Beyonce and Jay-Z for the show, which starts in the fall. I'm like honestly a little bit shocked that she would want to leave such a like a good spot on Fox.
Well, she was probably being sexually harassed.
Right, but I mean, she was doing like hard-hitting journalism, and now she's just going to interview the Kardashians. Like, no offense, but she's better than that. Like, she's so smart. She has great political commentary. I'm just like,
but
okay.
Maybe there's just nowhere for her to go. Like, I get you. She was really good at grilling people and holding people's feet to the fire. But
well, rumor on the street is,
uh-oh, we got some street talk here.
Boo 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 boo. Rumor has it that Joe.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Rumor has it that they're going to be kind of starting their own like Fox News 2.0, basically like a whole nother conservative news network, because complaints are saying that Fox News has gone too far left and like Bill O'Reilly got fired and they want like Tommy Lahren on a network and all this stuff. So apparently the rumor is there's going to be a new cable news network that's even more far right than Fox News is, and
ooh,
maybe Megan would want to go on that. Who knows?
Ooh.
That's the garbage.
Maybe somebody else we know would want to go on that, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
knows?
No kidding. It'll be the Joe and MYK show soon. 317-239-1009. You might need to call in if we don't get a winner at first for this. It's the name 5 and 10 game. And the way this works, for example, while Alex is putting on her makeup, I'm going to ask her, Alex, I want you to name 5 types of bottled water.
Evian, Fiji, Dasani, Nestle, Walmart brand, like Great Value, and Aquafina. Did I get it?
Yep, just in time, just
Why'd
like
you
that.
Buzz me then?
I didn't. That was the buzzer letting know you're done. I gave you the bell.
Okay. God, I was a little confused.
See,
okay.
Simple enough, right there. All right, let's see who we can get on the phone this morning. Rachel, what up? What are you doing today? Like, you, I feel like you're doing something really important today.
You know, not really. Oh. I just can't sleep in anymore.
Hey, Rachel, are you pretty good at pop culture?
We'll see. Yes.
I feel like this is really hard, but maybe you'll get this one. All right, we're going to have you name 5 somethings, and you have 10 seconds to do it. So as soon as we're done, you got to start guessing. Okay.
10 possible answers for this one. There's 10.
So there's a lot to help her out. She just needs 5.
Yep.
All right, Rachel, name 5 people Taylor Swift has dated. Go.
Oh God. Oh, I don't know. I don't know any of it.
Okay, that's disappointing, Rachel, and absolutely atrocious, and you're un-American. Goodbye.
Rachel, I appreciate you getting up early. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Well, she didn't use any, so we can still use this topic.
Harrison, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Are you doing something really important today? I feel like you have to be.
Oh, of course. I'm doing something extremely important today.
He's awesome.
Burying
a
dead body.
I knew it. Yeah, well, that's not that important. You got to be careful how you do it.
Harrison, name 5 of Taylor Swift's exes. Go.
5 of Taylor Swift's exes. I'm blank.
This is absolutely unacceptable. Bye.
I told you this would be really tough for people today.
Get it together, Indy. Get it freaking together.
317-239-1009. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex show. Who is this? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I see how that is. 317.
I think it was one of Taylor's exes.
Was it ghosting her? Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. What's your name?
Joe.
All right, Joe. Name 5 of Taylor Swift's exes. Go.
Joe Jonas. Is that one?
Yes.
All right,
Dude, you have 5 seconds to name the 5. You guys are taking way too long.
10 seconds.
Here's the thing. You're a Taylor Swift fan, like, that's super obsessed. I don't think for the average man or woman.
Oh, come on.
I don't even know if I could name. I mean, I know there's about 100 of them, but I don't know if it's that easy to do.
Could you do it, Producer MYK?
I could, but I'm not eligible to win these tickets.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I think it is absolutely easy.
Joe and Alex show, who is this?
Transformer, I took a pill.
Okay, see, we got calling in this morning.
She did not date one of the Transformers.
No, good morning, Joe and Alex. Who is this?
Lenore.
All right, you've got 10 seconds to name 5 guys that Taylor Swift dated. Go.
Joe Jonas, Harry Styles. Oh, man, I have some crap.
I am absolutely shocked.
You don't understand how hard it is to name
not.
All those.
This is so easy. She's, like, known for freaking who she dates. Like, out of any celebrity, if we're going to talk about who they've dated, she's the easiest.
But you do the garbage every day, though.
Stop giving them an excuse. There is no excuse.
I'm just trying to represent for our people right there that you know, it's not that easy. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
This is Madison.
Madison, you better get this right. Name 5 of Taylor Swift's exes. Go.
Okay, Joe Jonas. There was a Kennedy. Wasn't there Harry Styles? Oh my goodness!
You got three!
We're never
Who
gonna,
else? Who else?
We're never gonna get to Joe Wants to Know today. All right, 317-239-1009. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Megan.
Megan, if you don't get this right, I swear to God, I will find you. Go!
Oh, I can do this.
Taylor Swift exes.
Harry Styles, Steve Aglietti, John Mayer, Taylor Lautner, Tom Hiddleston.
Hold on, what was the second thing?
Harry Styles, maybe?
No.
You want me to do it again?
Something Galetti? Who?
Steven Coletti from Laguna Beach.
Okay. The hey, Steven.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I had him on the list. Thank you. There you go.
Oh my gosh.
There we go.
They said it could never happen. Holy crap. You know what? Eventually, even a guy could have called in after Googling this stupid stuff. Guys Taylor's dated. There's probably an article or a blog dedicated to
it. After the 500th caller, you could have Googled it. All anyway.
What's your name again? What is it?
I'm sorry, it's Megan.
Megan, congratulations. Yes. You're getting a pair of tickets to the Old National Center's First Friday Food Truck Festival.
Awesome.
It's going on this Friday, May 5th. Cinco de Mayo.
Cool.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Thank you.
Megan, are you a Swiftie? Yes.
I am a Swiftie, I must say.
What do you think about Taylor's dating?
I think good for her. She's young. I mean, I've been on a million Bumble dates.
God.
It's the same thing.
I was going to say, Alex is like the radio version of Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, okay, but Alex, actually, my boyfriend, who I've been with now for over a year, we met on Bumble, so it can work. We live together now. We're super happy.
Wow.
Wow,
look,
you're
at
living
that.
In sin? Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
She said Bumble, not Plenty of Fish.
Did you ever try Plenty of Fish? We were talking about that earlier.
I did once, but I ended up talking to a guy who's actually in jail.
Whoa!
On Plenty of Fish? Yeah. So they have access to that. So that's when Plenty of Fish was no longer for
now,
me.
Now, see, that is a problem. People in jail should not be allowed to online date. They shouldn't get that luxury. They also should eat gruel and not have television or any of the other things.
Wait a minute. What
things.
Do you expect them to do in jail?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Hook up with their
jailmate?
It's going to put a damper on your love life if you go to jail, Alex.
Yeah, exactly. They're supposed to sit there and think about what they did. They're not supposed to get Twitter.
Oh, look at here. Judge Alex.
Are you kidding me?
You're so mean to the
yes,
criminals.
Yes, the murderers and the rapists should have whatever they want. Let's get them buckets of KFC. Let's hook them up with some Friends reruns. What is this? This is PC America.
All right. Someone on the Joe and Alex show is probably going to have to get a DNA test done.
Hint, it's the married one.
All right, let me clarify this.
You got a secret kid.
You cheated on
your wife?
I did not cheat on my wife.
What did you do, Joe? What did you do?
I've got to get a DNA test done.
Yeah?
It's not a baby.
Oh, are we sure?
I am positive that it's not a baby.
What do you get a DNA test done for if it's not for a child?
You want to hear this whole story? This is pretty deep.
Yes. Is this emotional?
Did you murder somebody?
It's a little emotional. I think I've handled it with time. 10 years ago, almost in December, my dad passed away when I was 21. And at the funeral, like, you're doing your thing, you're shaking everybody's hand. They're like, hey, I'm so sorry for your loss. You know, it's just weird. But people are, you know, going by the casket and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This guy walks up and he's like, hey. I'm like, I've never seen this guy before. I don't think he worked with, maybe he worked with my dad. He's like, my name's blah, blah, blah. I'm your half-brother.
Whoa, mind blown, mystery, spoopy.
I'm like, you're my half-brother?
What?
Whoa. Hold up. And so he proceeds to tell me, and then I find out more stuff after my dad passed on about this, like actually like what happened and what went down. But in no uncertain terms, it sounds like my dad and a bunch of other guys, like his friends, all were considered to be possibly this guy's father.
Whoa! Hold on. In the same night?
Yeah, I don't think it was like a giant sword fight, like at once.
Your dad's a freak. No wonder you are the way you are.
A freak?
What does that even mean?
You know, a freak.
But my dad apparently did hook up with this woman, along with some other guys, his friends. And there eventually was a paternity test.
That is crazy.
And my dad was found to not be the father.
Okay. So then he couldn't be your half-brother, I thought.
Yeah, they did it like, I guess, like a blood test, which I think there's different methods to do this because this is way back in the day.
Oh, wait. How back in the day? Like the 90s or like the 2000s?
I'm 31, so this guy's older than me.
Oh. Okay, then yeah, technology has changed. You're right.
So I'm wondering if there's a difference to that or not. But my thing is, I just realized this the other day. I've had it for a while. I have I don't have a lot of my dad's possessions after he passed away. We donated stuff and just got rid of a lot of things. But I have a coffee mug of his.
Yep, you talked about that on the air before, and that was pretty much it. Besides, you said like a couple ties or something.
Yeah, but then I got something sent in the mail from this guy, his wife, saying, hey, you know, here's more information about your half-brother. And it's like, it's pictures of him growing up from a child to an adult.
Oh my gosh, does he look like your dad?
With a stash, he kind of does. But at the same time, though, too, you can make yourself see something or believe something,
right.
Too.
Totally.
I'm not saying I don't want him to be. Here's my thing. Regardless if he is my half-brother or not, I don't think I want a relationship just because I'm so far in.
Wait, why? That's like such a blessing. That's such a cool thing to all of a sudden find out you have a sister or a brother, right? And then you have that new family member.
I guess it could be if I wanted to, but I feel like I'm at the point in my life where like I'm good with what I got.
What does he look like? Is he bald with a beard and like,
No, he's got hair. He's just like, I don't know. I'm not posting a photo of him because I don't have his permission. I haven't even asked his permission. I have not talked to him since like 10 years ago at my dad's funeral and when I got this thing in the mail. And
right.
So I still have that. And I realized, just for his own clarity, because I've had family members, unless they're lying to me, say like, look, Joe, your dad did a DNA test. He's not this guy's father. You know, like he's reached out to a bunch of people.
Do you think it would offend some of your family members since it already like supposedly went down the line that your dad wasn't his dad to then test now again and say, well, actually, I don't know if I believed it. I'm going to try it again. Like, is that dishonoring your father's memory?
I don't know. But I also think about this guy who I don't know. If he's full of crap, then screw him. But if he is telling the truth, or at least he doesn't really know, I would want to know who's my dad, even if my dad was dead. I'd want to at least have some closure for that. Not like he needs a father figure in his life anymore. And I was thinking, I have my dad, and I've been holding on to this in like my bedroom in a Ziploc bag, like a freezer bag. I have my dad's old comb
DNA
with his hair on it.
Spoopy.
So 317-239-1009. I've got a crap load of questions. First of all, has anybody done anything like this to try to find out if somebody's related to them or not? Like, who is their brother, their sister, their mom, their dad? If you have that, can I do DNA with this hair? Can I, like, what's the process of doing that? Do I get a sample of his hair, then send it in?
So you're, this guy
should
is still
I even,
convinced.
Should I even do this? Do you think this would be disrespectful to my father, who's 10 years passed on?
Right, but all out of your dad and all of his friends that dipped into this dude's mom, he is still convinced, even though you already got the DNA testing, like, years and years and years and years ago, decades ago, that said it wasn't your dad. He's still convinced that of all those dudes, it was your dad, though.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had a follow-up conversation, but the dude came to my dad's funeral.
Whoa.
I was there with my
brother.
And
you never spoke to him again?
Never spoke to him again. Nope.
Until his wife sent you a package of pictures.
Sent us a bunch of his photos from childhood, too, like an adult married man with a kid, yeah.
Whoa.
So he pretty much thinks that my dad is his dad.
So the question is, should you do this?
317-239-1009. Can you help me out today for Joe Wants to Know? It's not necessarily a DNA test for like a baby. Like, I don't think I'm a father to anybody. Knocking on wood just to be sure out there. But it kind of does have to do with a DNA test. A guy came to my dad's funeral like 10 years ago and he said, hey, I'm your half brother. And from the backstory and things I've heard from other people, yeah, there was a DNA test done.
Ooh.
This guy, his mom claimed that your father was this guy's father. But the blood test, I guess, back in the day, because it was a long time ago, said, no, he's not.
Way before your dad ever met your mom. And all.
Yeah, like, my dad was a younger guy.
Like, DNA testing was just a thing.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. And if people, that's why I'm wondering at 317-239-1009, if anybody knows about this, if you've had DNA testing done, but also in back in the day, if they did DNA testing, like by a blood test kind of, or something like, I think that's
how
what
accurate
I heard.
Was it? Is it possible that even though it said it was negative, like Joe's dad wasn't this guy's father, that it could be wrong, and so Joe should go ahead and let them DNA test with his dad's hair that he has on a comb?
Because I'm wondering if I should do a DNA test, if it would even work if I swab my mouth and like he can swab his, just to give him closure if this is true. If not, get out of my life.
Well, you shouldn't have to swab your mouth, right? You just give a hair from
your
dad's
comb. Well,
I'm
wondering, can that work? That's what I don't know. I'm wondering how it all goes down. 317-239-1009. Anna, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you're saying I should do it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's at least a tiny doubt in your mind, so it's closure for you, but also it's closure for this guy that if you do it, you know, now, obviously they're reaching out to you, they're wanting something from you, even if it's just a relationship. So if you do it, it can close it down there.
Well, there's no money, so don't come for the money, because there is none.
Maybe they think you are, like, super rich and famous radio guy or something.
God, I wish that was the case.
Whatever the reason, it'll shut them down. And then if there's not, like, if they can't do it with your dad's comb, you can do it, like, with, you can swab your mouth, like you said, and see if the two of you are related, so.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, if we're related at all, then his claim is probably true.
I'm surprised.
Most likely, yeah.
I genuinely thought that it was going to be a unanimous yes, go for it, find out if you have a long-lost half-brother. And, like, a lot of people are kind of saying no.
Well, I get it, though, and it's like I don't want to disrespect my dad, who's obviously passed on, but at the same time, here's my thing. If I was in this guy's shoes, if he's telling the truth, I want to know who my dad is, even if my dad's dead.
Right.
I want to know where I came from. I want to know my medical history. What do I have to worry about? Because this guy's got a kid now, too. Does that make him my nephew or something?
Yeah,
if
really.
He's true. Like, those are the things that I kind of wonder about. Erica, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You got a little story, huh?
Yes, I do. My brother-in-law, he was promiscuous, to say. But we found out after he had passed away about 10 years or a little bit less, that this girl came, found us on Facebook, I believe, and we sat there and was like, okay, this is a possibility. She came and met us. We actually did do a DNA test on her versus her sister that we knew came from him, and they did a sibling match, and they ended up being siblings with different mothers, but they could tell that they were siblings through a paternal match. So what it is just a Q-tip that they send you. You swab your mouth, you swab their mouth, you send them in, and they can sit there and tell you if you're any way related by father or by mother. And like you said, medical history and stuff like that, it comes into play. You know, so we ended up doing that, and she ended up being, you know, another one of my nieces. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I think it would be like.
I mean, it's just like adding to your family. So, I mean, it's not, I mean, you might not know them from birth, but you can still get to know these people as family and do, like, you know, family get-togethers and reunions and stuff like that, too.
Yeah. See, I'm not close. I have one little brother who's 3 years younger than me. He goes to Purdue, and I am not close to him at all. Like, I have almost zero relationship with him. Like, we see each other for holidays or whatever. We talk to each other. We're not, like, estranged. Like, we say hi, but we're just not close. We don't talk on a regular basis or anything, and we never have. Even when I was little, it was like I played by myself, and I don't know. We just weren't close. And so I would be ecstatic if I found out there was a possibility I could have another sibling, because maybe then we would be really close. And especially if it was a sister. I've wanted a sister my entire life. Like, when I date guys and I find out that they have siblings, I get so excited because I don't have that close relationship with my family.
I guess there's so many things I think, yes, this is great. My only concern is, like, let's say he really is related. Then it's like, did my family lie to me? Like,
but who's lying? I don't understand the who's lying thing. The DNA test would just be wrong,
or maybe this guy's mom lying to him. I don't understand if this is true and they did, like, I think it was a blood test back in the day. And if anybody works with DNA, I want to hear from you. 317-239-1009. If that's the case and it proved he's not the dad. Because, like, you can't just make it up. Like, if the results say something, then that's what they say.
Right.
Like, is his mom lying to him then?
I'm saying what?
That my dad was his dad. Like, why would you come to a man's funeral if he's not your dad?
Well, I thought the thing was he was just so convinced, even though the blood test said that your dad wasn't his dad, he was just, like, so convinced. Like, but I think it was wrong. That he just wants to double check is what I thought. I don't understand why you have this theory that people are lying to each other. How could they lie? They have the results.
I know, but would you want to admit that, though?
Like, admit what?
That, like, that guy really is the dad, and he was never there in your life. That would make my dad look bad, like a crappy man.
I think the problem is that they just have a feeling, like an instinct, that the test is wrong. Your dad really is the father or whatever. So your dad didn't do anything wrong. The test result came back negative, so he believed it. And they're saying, let's just double check. Let's be sure.
Wow.
I don't know. That's what I'm getting from the story you're telling me.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
If you're just tuning into this episode of the Joe and Alex Show, which sounds like Mari or a mixture of Jerry Springer, 10 years ago, my dad passed away. Rest in peace. At the funeral, up there shaking everybody's hand, they're saying, you know, my dad there and their final respects and stuff. This guy says, hey, I'm your half-brother, and this is your nephew. I'm like, what? Didn't know I had a half-brother. Long story short, they did a blood test way back in the day. This is when my dad was like 18, 19 or whatever, when he was accused of being the guy's dad. And I think it was a blood test, but whatever it was, the result said my dad was not the father in the Mari voice. But he still came to my dad's funeral like 10 years ago saying, hey, I'm your half-brother. So I'm wondering, should I do or can I do any kind of DNA test to, I guess, give this guy closure? I don't think I want a relationship if he really is. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us, and any advice would be awesome.
Okay, on Instagram, Kenzie said, absolutely. You always have, you're always going to have that doubt in your mind if you don't. If you do this, you'll have a definite answer and won't have to spend time worrying. Good luck. French said, I think he should. The worst that can happen is you're not the brother.
Yeah.
Britt says, do it. It will give you the both closure. Even if you don't turn out to be best friends, you can still help him get to know your dad through you. This happened to my family recently. After my uncle passed away, we learned of a potential cousin. The potential cousin and my cousin both swabbed their mouth. He found out he was indeed my uncle's son. He now has a family that welcomes him and helps him learn just who his dad was as a person. Danielle said, this happened to my sister this weekend. This random guy hit my sister up claiming he has our same last name and got tested and said he was our half-brother. We're also suspicious. What do we need to do? Now, hang on a minute, Danielle. This is about Joe today, selfish.
Yeah, don't, don't hijack my struggle.
I'm joking.
Get out of here. Nobody cares about your problems. No, maybe I can find out and I can let you know how we do it. Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and what did you do 5 years ago?
Actually, my sister came out of the woodwork, and we did the mouth swab, and, well, turns out I have a half-sister.
Whoa!
And, yes, and my dad still denies it.
No way!
That would be my dad if this all works out like that. That ain't mine. Like, dude, it says it is.
Exactly, but I will say this, Joe, it could just be for closure. We're not super close. She's literally 7 months younger than me. And she has some nephews, and obviously during the holidays, you know, happy holidays, but we're not super close like siblings, like I think Alex thinks she would be, but I was in your shoes, and it's nice to know that someone has closure.
Does she live close to you?
Actually, yeah, so funny story, she actually ended up going to high school with my stepsister.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And they knew, and my stepsister and her were actually friends.
That's bizarre.
It's all a small world. Here's my thing, multiple things. I think you're right. Like, let's say that this person is my half-brother. What if somebody on that side of the family's got money? Then I could get into an inheritance. That would be kind of dope.
That's exactly why you should do
that. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, that's something to consider. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Samantha, you're saying, do it, Joe. I should do it. Why?
Well, I actually got told from numerous people that I had a half-brother, and I searched Facebook, I searched MySpace when it was popular back in the day. I searched it all. Apparently, they did a DNA test when he was 18, and my dad was older, and it came back that he was the dad, but his mother had taken him over across state lines, and so it was hard to get a connection. So when I did find him, I was like, I just wanted to meet you, to see you, just to talk to you. Maybe that's what he's looking for, just to see you and talk to you and see, you know, what he missed out or what
I would be down. I would be down to talk to the guy. I just don't want to do it at a funeral home again with a dead body next to me. That was weird the first time.
You know what else?
What?
He could just think you're hot. Have a crush on you.
I mean, it happened, and I mean that's not my lifestyle, but I appreciate people, you know, appreciating what I am. It puts my wife in check for sure to let her know that I'm bootylicious. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's your story?
Well, I'm actually adopted. I was adopted when I was only 2 days old, and I've always wondered just for like medical history and. You know, now that I have two kids, and whenever you're pregnant, they want to know, you know, every possible scenario that might come up. And whenever I found my birth mother, we actually did the DNA. And it was nice just to have, you know, peace of mind, even though I look just like her. And I actually have half siblings, and it just gives you peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't regret it.
You know what I'm thinking, too? Because, like, I'm wondering how much this costs. Like,
I think we paid, like, $3.99 to have the test done.
Like $3.99?
No, like,
that was like $4, Joe.
Yeah, like $400, basically.
Oh,
interesting.
Ooh.
Hey, I have some.
We might keep this a mystery, then.
Here's something you're going to be interested in, Joe. Don says on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, I used to do DNA and drug tests. For the DNA test, we would do mouth swabs. If the claimed father was not present, we could do a sibling match. However, even though the DNA test was done a very long time ago, the chances that blood DNA test is inaccurate is very slim. I would say I'm 99% confident that if the test stated he is not the father by this blood test, that it's true.
Wow. I'm wondering, too, if you can hit us up, because we are going to have to move on. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter with Don or anybody else, or she can message. Is it possible to, like, find out the results? Are they on a record somewhere? Or is that, like, private? You can't find that information out?
Good question.
I'd like to know that. Man, this is... So real quick, as we wrap up, producer MYK, if this was in the situation, or maybe this happened to you and I don't know about it, what would you do if you were me right now? How would you proceed after this conversation?
Knowing you, you see that price tag, it's $400. Does anyone do discount DNA?
Yeah, would somebody like me to represent you? Like, hey, this is Joe from the Joe and Alex Show for producer MYK's DNA match.
Hold on, there's somebody on hold. His name is Gary. He has a white van, and he says there's no windows, but he has a flashlight, and he'll do the DNA test right inside there.
I don't think
free DNA.
I don't think you get DNA from that spot. Hey, thank you guys so much for all your help this morning. If you got anything else, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Well, the time has come, and I can't believe it's even happening. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and if you know anything about this show, I'll eat anything, even if it's nasty. Like I try to think of the time that I've ever turned down food. Alex, on the other hand, though. Anytime I'm like, hey, why don't we try this fun little food competition? Or they're like, I can't eat it. It's gross.
This is a huge deal.
I know. That's why I'm surprised that you're willing to do this. Explain last night you went shopping how we got to where we're at now. And by the way, we are live. I really encourage you to watch this. Facebook Live, Radio Now 100.9 for what's about to go down. I can't even talk.
If you've been listening at all to our show, you know my journey as a picky eater. It's a huge deal for me to try things, whatever. Well, so to give you a little bit of a backstory, Kroger is my favorite grocery store of all time. Like, I literally love Kroger. My very first time ever broadcasting live on location in my career in radio was at a Kroger. I fell in love. Like, it was love at first sight. And I was like, I want to grocery shop here for the rest of my life. Well, when I came to Indy, I noticed that, like, all the Krogers here are, like, dilapidated. Like, we're talking Walking Dead styles. Like, none of them have been upgraded for 50 years.
So, side note, you got to check out Meyer's shout out. That's my favorite spot
to
shop.
So Meijer's okay, but Meijer's a little bit more expensive. And then there's Walmart. So I've been forced to shop at Walmart, which is not my jam. I want to go to Kroger. Well, yesterday after Pure Bar, I discovered, there it is. It was like a light beckoning me to it. A nice-looking, updated, renovated Kroger. I was like, finally, I haven't been able to find any in this whole city. So I go in and I notice this is like a fancy schmancy bougie Kroger. Okay, they have what I've never seen before in a grocery store. It's like a bar cart with all these different toppings that look like they would be for ice cream. Nay, nay. They're for your breakfast yogurt. And not only do they have a normal yogurt aisle, this is like a yogurt store, man.
Want you to poop normally, it sounds
I guess. I've never seen something. So I saw, like, they had candy-coated chocolate chips. They had every different type of granola flavor you could ever think of.
This sounds really healthy.
They had graham cracker crushed crumbs, which I got right here. You can see on Facebook Live, Radio Now 100.9. And so I was like, okay, I'm inspired. I want to try yogurt again. The last time that I tried plain vanilla yogurt was, I think, like in fourth or fifth grade. It was definitely elementary school. I took one bite and I almost gagged. It was absolutely awful. I did not like it. I don't like that tangy,
like the
you
real,
know
the,
what
the,
it is.
The Greek yogurt flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
like
if you've had it before, you know what it is. I mean, so you probably don't like sour cream then either.
No, I don't like sour cream. So I don't like that. Now, I like frozen yogurt. I like Froyo a lot. So I was like, okay, here's the thing. I have been dying to eat something else for breakfast. I eat a granola bar every day or a Pop-Tart, and it's like, it's not enough. I need something else that's a little bit better for me when I'm here in the studio.
Because that can get boring and redundant. I know, not with yogurt, but yeah, when you eat the same, like, eggs every day, you're like, seriously, I'm going to eat a whole freaking chicken.
So
I'm tired of this.
I spot this sweet little old lady working at Kroger, and God love her, bless her heart.
Hello, honey, how can I help you?
I really used her help at Kroger last night. I was like, can you please help me? And I was walking through this. I was like, I don't want that sour tasting yogurt. I want yogurt, like not frozen yogurt, that tastes like frozen yogurt.
Is that even possible?
I don't know. So I'm Googling this. I can't find anything because I Googled
This is really a big deal for Alex. She has not done this since fifth grade. She can't even talk about it.
I Googled the phrase yogurt that tastes like ice cream. Well, of course, frozen yogurt is the only thing that came up. I couldn't find normal refrigerated yogurt. So I call my mom and I'm like, Mom, SOS, help me. I'm at the store and I don't understand yogurt.
Mom,
I
was
like,
where's the yogurt?
Teach me, learn me a thing about yogurt, Mom.
Teach me how to yogurt. Teach me how to yogurt.
So I'm asking my my mom to help me. She is like really confused because I'm trying to explain to her how I'm like in the yogurt mall, the Mecca here in Kroger. I've never seen before. This poor little lady, she's trying to help me. And I'm like, you know, my mom's saying, well, don't get anything that says Greek on it. That's going to be that sour tasting Greek thing that you don't want. And then the old lady that worked at Kroger was helping me look on the backs of the yogurts to see. She's like, well, you need something that's going to be super sweet. So the more sugar. So I ended up.
How long did this process last, by the way?
About 35 minutes in the yogurt aisle. I've never
30 minutes.
Like, it was intense.
Donnie on Facebook Live says, are we sure Alex isn't really a Kardashian? Trina wants to tell you that plain yogurt is really nasty.
Okay, so yeah, so then I was getting confused because there is such a thing. There's vanilla yogurt and then there's just plain yogurt. I wanted vanilla. So, because I want this to taste like ice cream. So if anyone understands yogurt and you're schooled in the craft of yogurting, I would love to know what kind of yogurt I need because I want it to taste like vanilla ice cream is what I want.
You can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter, also on Instagram, or if you can, call in if you know anything right now, 317-239-1009. What are you doing?
Anyone that doesn't know what I look like and is seeing me tell the story, seeing how passionate and like cartoonish and in animated I am when I'm like super intense about food. Okay, so I ended up choosing two different brands. The other one I'm going to try tomorrow. The first one I chose says it's Dannon. It says all natural ingredients with vitamin D made with whole milk vanilla yogurt. That's it. It doesn't say Greek. It doesn't say non-fat. None of that jazz. It has... it says sugars, 16 grams, which was kind of high out of all the ones I compared.
But are you willing to sacrifice that for a good taste?
What do you mean? What am I sacrificing?
If it's high in sugar, does that bother you if it tastes good? Are you worried about that?
No, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking it's going to taste more like ice cream if it has more sugar. I could be wrong.
If it's sweeter, it wouldn't be, yeah. All right, can I see it before you she took the lid off. How's it smell before you even do anything?
It smells kind of like that sour smell.
Okay, all right.
I feel like I'm about crying. My anxiety is so high.
Alex, this is not going to help you, but Stephanie says she has a hard time with yogurt because the texture is like loogies to me.
Okay,
dude,
stop.
Don't say that. Why would you don't say that. You know Alex is going to back out now. This is something that you're going to do for the first time since fifth grade. So you got the spoon in right now. We're live.
The smell is intense. Okay.
Facebook. Is Radio Now 100.9. We're live on
guys,
there.
Guys. I also have to show you this. You got to watch on Facebook Live to see it. Look at my little Hello Kitty spoon I'm using to spoon out my graham cracker crumbs. Jesus. It's Hello Kitty.
I work with a six-year-old girl.
Okay, so I'm going to put all my graham cracker crumbs in there. I'm not going to try it plain.
Oh, my God. Do you want some yogurt with a side of graham cracker? Holy crap. You did like 5 scoops of graham cracker.
I'm going to mix it in there.
It looks like protein.
Producer MYK, get in there. Like, oh, that looks...
Guys, I'm so nervous.
Put that for the camera so they can see it on our Facebook
Live. The anxiety.
Live.
Like, I need a Xanax before I do this.
I need that before the show starts. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Do you know anything about yogurt, Ashley?
Yes.
What do you know?
Is it making you active?
Regular? It does. Yes.
What'd you want to say? Alex is mixing up. Oh my gosh, you got to see this. What'd you want to say about the yogurt? Any advice or what you've done?
What I've done in the past, I used to hate yogurt too. I used to only want like strawberry, like sweet, sweet flavored. But then I went to pastry school and they taught us about the different ingredients that go with different yogurt brands. Uh-huh. So what I would recommend is looking at just simple ingredients. I think Yoplait has like Simply Yogurt where it's like really natural ingredients, so something that you can find like regular vanilla, not like the extract. It has like a natural sweet taste, so
I need to look for vanilla extract,
or sometimes they'll have ones that have vanilla bean in it.
This says made with whole milk vanilla and with other natural flavor is all it says.
That could be good.
Or it could not.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, your phone's cut out. So you're ready. Okay, hold on. This has not been since fifth grade. I just want to tell you right now, Alex, as much crap as I give to you on a daily basis, I am proud of you that you are about to embark on a journey that's been years in the making since fifth grade.
I think you
should get a little bit more on your spoon.
No, that is a lot.
I think you should get a little bit more on your spoon. There you go.
I can't put that much of a bite. That's a lot of bite for me. I eat one Cheez-It cracker. It takes me like 6 bites to eat one Cheez-It cracker.
All right, everybody,
I eat like a squirrel.
Right now, Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page. Alex in 3, 2, 1. Yogurt for the first time since fifth grade.
I don't like it. I don't like this.
Have another bite.
It's not as bad as the other yogurt I remember. Like,
what is it? What are your senses like feeling and what are you thinking right now besides you don't like it?
I don't like the texture. I don't like the, it's a little sour. It makes me like pucker like I'm having a lemon. I don't like that.
Can you do one more bite?
I'm just pissed because I want something else to eat for breakfast besides Pop-Tarts. Because I like bacon and eggs and pancakes and stuff, but I can't make that in the studio. So I'm like trying to find something
so
to eat.
Disappointed
and I don't eat
for
fruit,
you. I was hoping that this would be the one for you.
I'm disappointed. Now I have another one. I have one more brand, a different one to try.
We're going to have to do this all again tomorrow then, aren't we?
Ugh. Yeah, I don't like the goop. Like, I don't like the texture.
All right. Hey, thank you for all of your help. If you have anything else or any other advice, like for yogurts or something, you can Joe and Alex Show tweet us. Also, our Instagram. Can I have the rest of that if you're not going to eat it? And then 317-239-1009. Thank you, Alex, for being a good sport.
Oh, that was a big deal, guys.
Alex, if you just missed it, it's on our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page. Tried yogurt for the first time. She can't stand that Greek yogurt, like tangy and sour kind of taste. Just makes you,
yeah, and so I got this one. I thought I was doing good because it's Dannon. It doesn't say anything about Greek. It doesn't say anything about non-fat. It just says made with whole milk vanilla yogurt, and it has 16 grams of sugar. So I thought the sweeter it is, maybe it won't taste so sour.
It'll be like
yogurt-y.
An ice cream.
Yeah, I wanted it to taste like ice cream. And here's the thing. I'm very yogurt stupid. I'm new to yogurt, so I don't know if that's like impossible to get yogurt that tastes like ice cream. Maybe all yogurt tastes like soury.
Roberta, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did yours say?
Hi, good morning. So listening in, there's a brand that me and my 12-year-old daughter likes a lot, and it's called the Greek Gods, and they have two flavors. There's honey vanilla and honey vanilla strawberry that you might like. The only thing is it is Greek yogurt, and I know you don't like it, but it's sweet and it's thick. So that
the
might
Greek
be a bit.
Gods honey vanilla yogurt.
All right, we're going to have to check that one out. Thank you so
and
much.
Honey vanilla strawberry.
And you can get this at like Walmart, Kroger, anywhere?
I haven't seen it at Walmart. I've seen it at Fresh Time or Fresh Time, however you say it.
Fresh Time. Yeah.
All right, well, then we'll have to check that on out. Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Let's do one more real quick. Tasha, you have another suggestion that Alex can check out to try to get this yogurt to work.
Yeah, it's made by Yoplait, and I think it's called just Yoplait Whip.
Yoplait Whip, okay. Cool. Hmm. Yoplait Whip. Check that out. What did you said your dad texted you?
Yeah, well, you can watch the video of me trying it on Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook because there were some people commenting like, so immature, blah. But my dad is proud of me, so that's all that matters because he texted me and he said, good job trying it. Next, I want to see a hamburger with ketchup. And I said, never. And he said, you'll eat monkey brains, but no condiments, LOL.
These are just some different kind of trending stories, some interesting things that we wanted to share with you today. I'm putting this video up right now on the Joe and Alex Show blog at RadioNowIndy.com. But if you've seen it, it was all over my Facebook yesterday. These Good Samaritans in Texas rescued a father, a toddler, and an infant from a flipped over truck in this water that was just moving really fast. It happened after tornadoes touched down in the area. And it was just crazy caught on video. Like five or six people jumped in to help. They're like, oh my God, there's a baby in here. The infant was like white. It couldn't breathe because it was flipped upside down.
It was turning blue. Yeah, I saw it. It's scary.
They did like CPR. And they lived. It's just, it's an incredible video. Everybody's going to be okay. They were taken to the hospital, but you can see that video in a little bit at RadioNowIndy.com on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, the baby wasn't breathing, and then as soon as this woman started calling out and said, Jesus, please let this baby breathe. And as soon as she called on Jesus, this baby immediately woke up and started breathing.
Jesus,
so that is cool.
Jesus was sitting there like, well, why didn't you say so? I got you, baby.
Pretty cool story.
And a couple of food things that were trending, of course, that always gets my eye. McDonald's has created this little spoof commercial that they have a fork now that's made out of French fries. It's part of their marketing gimmick for their fancy like signature burgers.
So is it going to be real or is it like pretend like the Whopper toothpaste? Because I want.
Did you want it?
Yes, it's so cool. Like a
you can
fork,
probably make your own.
The prongs, though, are fries instead of like a normal fork prong.
They're saying that you can get these sandwiches on starting on Friday. I don't know if you can get the fork, though. We have to find out. And finally, Starbucks, they have done like the most genius marketing because they've been in the news for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks straight now. There's a new mythical creature Frappuccino on the Starbucks secret menu. It's called the Mermaid Frappuccino, and it's made with vanilla, frozen blueberries, and green coconut. I'm going to mess this one. It looks like matcha sauce. Anyways, though, something you could try while it lasts. It's at Starbucks called the Mermaid Frappuccino. If you're under the sea.
Well, I have a spoopy story of the day for you.
Do you?
This really creeped me out. Like, was weird.
Okay, what's so weird and creepy about your story you found?
An Arizona woman says she believes that she found a note from a Chinese prisoner pleading for help in a purse she bought at Walmart.
Ooh, that's weird. Okay.
So she buys this purse at a superstore in Sierra Vista, Arizona. She finds this note in the purse written completely in Chinese. She had this note translated three different times to be certain that the message was correct.
Yeah, because you get like a tattoo in Chinese and it says something not what you're thinking. Okay.
The note's author wrote that he or she is a prisoner in China being forced to work about 14 hours a day with little food or medical attention. The alleged prisoner was pleading for help from whoever read the note, but the woman who found it said she does not have the means personally to help the prisoner, so she hopes something comes out of sharing it. Similar letters have been found all across the country in Walmarts and Kmarts.
I've heard about these before. I don't know, like, can they track it down anyway? Like, not you and I, the consumer, but can they say, wait a minute, we get this purse from here?
Yeah, I mean, you can find out where the Walmart or the Kmart, you know, little industrial centers are, whatever you call that, where they're sewing the purses up. But here's the thing, that is so absolutely heartbreaking and sad and scary. Like, if this woman can't afford to go to China and, like, do something, I don't know. There's got to be something. Like, if we start a GoFundMe, somebody has the means to start a cause and get there and know who to talk to and, like, help these people.
I'm not justifying it, Alex, but, I mean, I think about how many of the things that we get from other countries that are very cheap labor. Like, do you think, I bet there's tons of them.
The number one problem is why are we outsourcing our labor? It should be in the United States so we can give jobs to people here who need it in our own country where we're not going to have crazy 14 hours a day work days.
But nobody's going to want those jobs and they're not going to pay enough, probably. I mean, that's not even political, but it's like, would you want to sit and assemble like stuff all day? Like how much would they pay
I'm
you,
sure
I guess?
Somebody that has no job, that has starving children, would do anything.
Possibly, I mean, it's crazy if this is real.
But like, that's terrible.
That these notes are happening.
Isn't that scary, though, to get a note like that? I would be so freaked out. And, like, I would want to help them, but, like, I don't know what you do. I mean, this woman doesn't know what she does either.
Yeah, you don't even know where they're at.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't give all... The only information they said is, like, help, we're putting these purses together. They're not giving us any food, attention.
We should start putting notes and purses at local stores here.
Just, hey, listen to the Joe and Alex show.
Anything. We have a limited marketing budget. So if you want to help us out and just maybe you're going shopping at the mall or something this week, and if you could just scribble on paper, like, listen to the Joe and Alex show or download the Radio Now 100.9 app, like, that would really, really be appreciated. We'd really thank you for that one.